Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Community Lifeline is a family resource center which is located in East St. Louis, Illinois. We are just a nonprofit resource center that provides family resources. We do everything from parenting classes, anger management, family and housing assistance, life skills, job readiness, budgeting, and de-escalation workshops for the community.
So you started Community Lifeline in what, 2004?
Correct.
And how did it come about?
Community Lifeline started just to answer what were some of the social services that were needed in the city of East St. Louis. And so basically we were started out of what we would call just the need of looking at community needs through the city.
And I see where you have served almost, 16,000 people in just the past decade alone?
Yeah, actually, that number is probably far above that. I think that was our number from, almost a year ago. So we probably surely have surpassed that number, especially in response to the COVID pandemic this year. We will surpass that number.
That's outstanding. So what got you into this? What made you decide, to take the steps to help people in such a wide variety of ways?
Yeah. Again, my husband and I, we planted a church called New Life Community Church here in the city of East St. Louis. And just looking at trying to reach people from a spiritual level, we started looking at what were some of the hindrances to reaching people spiritually. And often it was hard to talk to people about a spiritual need before you could address some of the physical needs that they were having. And then looking in our community, we saw a lot of gaps in services. So we tried to reach some of those service needs that many people just needed assistance with. For instance, one of the main things that we started with was our parenting classes. And we just found that a lot of young people, it wasn't that they were bad parents or didn't want to do well as a parent. They just simply didn't know what to do. And so that was one of the areas that we thought that we should just start gathering parents and just teaching them how to be a better parent and what was expected of them as a parent and some ways to help them navigate even being a single parent. And so from that, naturally, resources and things just start growing and continue to develop into other things. Then we saw an increase of anger. And why was everybody so angry? And so then we started offering anger management classes just to kind of assist families in that area. So it was always kind of in response to a need that we were just responding or just trying to be proactive to meet needs that was in our community.
So why was everybody so angry?
Wow. Various reasons. Again, lack, poverty, sometimes just feeling like you're alone. Those were things that kind of came out of it. Again, now we kind of see an uprising in the with men and black men in the community. And so a lot of those were factors. It was many factors, but a lot of those things were just factors. Poverty was a big factor.
So as somebody who has worked in this field for a while and seen poverty, seen, you know, the need for families to get help, seen the anger. What kind of advice, what kind of insight can you give us as to what it's going to take to help people get out of that poverty and to strive towards, you know, we all say the American dream, but even just a good life at this point?
Yeah. Again, part of, I think that the main factor is mindset. I think that, again, once you're exposed to different things and once you see different things and if you can change your perspective on things, you can be and become what you want to be and become. But a lot of that just comes from being exposed and being able to see different things in you know, around you. And so for a lot of times for the inner city, you only see inner city. And so you get accustomed to that being a norm, whereas there is a wide world out there that you've never been exposed to. So sometimes we even host like out of school time camps and summer camps just to get kids to see that there is another world out here besides what you see on a daily basis. And you can go outside of your city. It's amazing to me how many kids never left East St. Louis and traveled to Memphis or traveled to St. Louis even, you know. So those things, sometimes exposure is a difference.
Yeah, you know, that really makes a whole lot of sense. Visiting with Wyvetta Granger, she is one of the founders of Community Lifeline, our Voice of Caring partner, here in the month of June. Well, I better tell us a story about somebody or a few people that you have helped that it's really made a difference.
Yeah. Wow. This has been our experiences now are fresh and new. This has been, COVID has brought about a difference. Usually, you know, we kind of serve people who are underprivileged or just, you know, low income. But this pandemic actually brought about people who are, again, just were middle income or some were doing very well before the pandemic hit. And we found ourselves trying to meet general needs there. And so, again, we have many families. We had a mother who was released from prison who, again, was just trying to go back through the system to get her family back. Her family was restored after she attended parenting classes and spent some time just learning how to deal with frustrations and anger and things like that. And so, again, that's one of our success stories. A lot of men are now reclaiming their families and becoming fathers, single fathers, you know, now. And so we've seen there's several families that we've had where men have now reclaimed their families, their children, and they're doing wonderful and housed and doing well, working and everything. During this pandemic, we've seen where, again, one lady came to us. She just had a simple need of, again, where she normally made a full paycheck. Her hours had got cut. She had $43 left at the end of her, you know, after paying her, you know, priority, you know, the house and the utilities, she had $43 left. And there was a major shift that she needed just to be able to catch the bus back and forth to work. And so, again, to be able to provide those resources to people regardless of income is sometimes a game changer. And we never know who's going to come to our doors that we'll be able to assist.
So, Wyvetta, how can we, KMOX, and our listeners help Community Lifeline?
Again, I think one of the things I always say is that Community Lifeline is one of the best-kept secrets. Again, just this opportunity to share our story will help us tremendously with those who are looking for services and then those who are looking for opportunities to give or to share in other ways. And so we're excited about that. And again, just allowing people to know that we're existing and doing this great work, and we're excited about the opportunity to be able to share our story.
And to find out more, you can go to Community Lifeline, ESTLNP.org, and we'll have a link to that at KMOX here on KMOX.com shortly. Wyvetta Granger, it is our honor to have Community Lifeline as our Voice of Caring partner for the month of June. Wish you the very best, and thank you for doing the very, very important work that you're doing.
Thank you so much for having us and for giving us this chance to share about our organization.
It is our honor, for sure. Again, it's Community Lifeline, ESTL, as in East St. Louis, np.org. Wyvetta, thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend. Coming up next, the news on Total Information AM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.